bumming with Bob. Let's have a few brews. We'll have some fun with the bum wine crew. So kick your feet up and grab you a beer. 'Cause damn, man, I'm glad that you're here.
Alright, 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 this is Bum Wine Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bum with Bobcat. We are streaming here live on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel this week, and you can also find the podcast in the archives on Premier Podcast Network. And it's that time of year once again. You've all been waiting for it. Tournament season, bracket season, March Madness, and the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament is getting ready to tip off, and we are here this week with your bracket preview. We're going to show you the reveal. We're going to break down the big matchups and look forward to what's on tap. And we also have a few other goodies as well, as we are getting ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, getting ready to celebrate 316. I already started a little pregame in here with a little Steve Austin's Broken Skull American Lager. But before we get into the bracket and before I start drinking too much that I forget, I did want to give a special shout out to our friends over at Premier's Wrestling's Fight Factory podcast. As you can see here, I'm wearing the outdated shirt of the Chop Sports Fight Factory that I got when I met Dave, Chris, and Tommy back last year at the Premier Wrestling Showcase. But these guys now are starting their own wrestling promotion, and they just announced a few weeks ago that their first big event will be the War on the Shore at Martell's Tiki Bar in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, on July 16th. That's where it'll be happening there. You see it right there, Fight Factory Wrestling. They've already announced, as of right now, that the indie god himself, Matt Cardona, will be there, along with Joey Janela. And they're just getting started, so be sure to check them out. You can find them on Premier Wrestling, on the Premier Wrestling app for their podcast. And you can check out the event that's coming up, the Premier Wrestling Fight Factory. They're doing it all out there. So my hat's off. I mean, I got this hat here, you know, my Four Loko bucket hat. We can take that off to those guys over at Premier and also at the Fight Factory Wrestling. So I wanted to do that before I drank too much and forgot to give them a shout out. But joining me to ring in the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament is the Bracket Buster himself. Roadhouse is here, man. Roadhouse, how you doing, man?
It's time. It's time for the 2024 Battle of the Booze Bracket Breakdown. And I've been waiting for this all year, and it came very fast. It snuck up on us.
I know we've been teasing it the last few weeks, the last few episodes, saying that March Madness was coming. It was right around the corner. And next thing you know, we're right here. It's the middle of March, just in time. The NCAA is getting ready to kick off their tournament, and so are we. We are getting ready to get that ball rolling once again. It's a fun time of year. The people love it. People love to make their picks, vote for their favorites, complain about the ones that don't make it or they get bounced out early. Hey, I'm sorry. You gotta get pushing. Tell your friends out there to vote. If you're trying to push for something like a Natty Ice to make its way to the finals, you gotta hit the streets and get out there.
Yeah, the bracket looks really good this year. You gave me the
Yeah, I gave Roadhouse the sneak peek to get the expert analysis underway beforehand. But before we get into this year's bracket, I think we have to, I told you before, I said I was getting a little head start on 316 day with my Steve Austin's Broken Skull American Lager, because I went searching. They do have a 316 IPA is the new one that came out for this year. And we're not big IPA drinkers, the two of us. But the Broken Skull IPA isn't bad. It's not something I would pick up on a regular basis. The American Lager is really good, though. This is a nice, easy drinking beer. I always say the classic beer you would think of Stone Cold Steve Austin used to be pounding down. Right. You know, Weiser's, Miller Lite. Just some classic beers. And last year they came out with a double IPA around this time of year. And I tried that. Not bad. It's, I think it was like an 8% or something like that. Mm. So a heavy hitter. So it'll get you a good buzz off of it.
Yeah.
And then they announced a new beer was coming out, and that was the 316 day IPA, but I couldn't find it yet. So we'll see. So I picked up these guys today instead to get ready for that. And I know you were pre-gaming there a little bit with iffy beverage.
Yeah, it's been sitting in the fridge. We got it for my wife. It's called After Hours, and it's an espresso martini with hints of vanilla. It is a 11.5-ounce can sitting at 10%. Most of the time when you get a 10%, you get that flavor, that fall and all that noise.
Yeah.
This ain't my bag, baby.
No, it's one of those things that you wouldn't be going out of your way to pick up.
Yeah, it's called espresso martini. It's got some chocolate flavoring to it. It's got a heavy chocolate smell, not much of a coffee.
Yeah, it's one of those things we always say, if it was at a party in the cooler and that was your only option,
I guess
you have to do it, right?
Well, the only thing that's going to keep me drinking it is because it is 10%. If it was lower than that, I wouldn't feel as bad to like just let it go away on its own.
Yeah, it's you'll get through it. You'll finish it off. You'll pound it down.
Yeah,
and hopefully get a buzz off of it.
That's what we're here. The cheap buzz. I don't know if these things are cheap or not. I can't remember what they call it.
Yeah,
I'm sure with this stylish. It was probably not cheap.
No, a lot of those are the higher price points with everything.
Well, it's always an adventure of trying to find something that my wife would enjoy drinking with me. She doesn't like to drink a lot. But one of the things, I don't know if you have them around you, it's called Mom Water.
I haven't seen those. I know you brought them up one other time.
They're not really seltzers, but they're infused with vodka. And
okay,
they're not bad. I can drink them and complain.
Yeah,
it's not a beer, but I just want something where she's joining me out here on the deck in the sun, drinking something with me instead of me being the only one out here getting buttered.
Getting sloshed out there.
Yeah.
But while that's not something that you would go out of your way to pick up and drink, don't worry. We come here fully prepared as we're celebrating, 316 around the corner. Also, St. Patrick's Day right around the corner as well, and got to be decked out in green, wearing my green Four Loko bandana here to celebrate. And I have my backup of my green Four Loko.
Yep.
Bucket Hat as well. And there was a drink that kind of gained a cult-like following after Roadhouse mixed it up during the 300th episode of Bumming with Bobcat. And it turned out to be a green drink. And we were calling it at that time the Hulk, but you could also call it the Leprechaun for those of you that want to get in the festive holiday spirit. And since it is also Friday when we are streaming this here live, it is Cult 45 Friday, 40 Friday, and Four Loko Friday. And why not mend and mash all of them together into one and mix up our very own Leprechaun here today with the 40 of Cult 45 and the Sour Blue Raz Four Loko pregame. These guys right here. I mean, the two there, you know, why not mix them up together and see just exactly how the Hulk turns out.
Sure enough. So we got, been looking forward to this one all day long.
Yeah. See, look at that. That's the lineup. There's my other ones hiding in here. Yeah.
Yep.
Get that there. Yeah. You got your Cult 45, your Four Loko pregame, Sour Blue Raz. So I forget. So what did you, how much, I know you cracked open the Cult 45 first the last time.
Yeah.
And like, drank it down a little bit.
I drank it down, you know, I drank it down to about just below the tit and above the label.
Okay.
And then I end up just pouring the whole thing in.
Okay.
Of the pregame.
All right. So let's see. Let's crack open this Cult 45 and get the party started here. Whew, look at there. Right there.
Man, I love Cult 45.
There it is, right there.
Yes, sir.
See?
Love it.
See? Right there. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh yeah, man.
It works every time.
Every time. Been a while. Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, haven't had a 40 of Cult 45 in quite some time.
Golly, that's good. Hold on.
Yeah. Go back for more. Go back for seconds.
That's my guilty pleasure, is that very first drink out of the 40.
Yeah, nice and chilled.
I threw it down that very first.
Yeah, time. You're going quick, man. Look at that.
I keep going back to, you know, something I'm more cautious of now is when we had Kevin the Piercer on when we did our Four Loko, and then he followed up with his own pod talking to his boy. And saying, yeah, and there's this guy on there named Roadhouse, and he was just chugging away, and I thought I had to keep up with him. I didn't think I drank like that. I wasn't.
Yeah, Roadhouse, man, he drank like fish, man.
I mean, if we want to go chugging, I can show you that, but it's just my normal drinking.
Yeah, you don't realize it. You're like, I'm just taking a big sip.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, Kevin. I wasn't trying to instigate anything.
Yeah. And speaking of Kevin, we'll be having him back on here soon to do the Double J, a little Jungle Juice with Kevin there, man. After he was able to finally find that, man, he's been, and I know you've been going hard on that Jungle Juice as well recently. I know a lot of these days you're like, like, I'm drinking a Jungle Juice tonight, second Jungle Juice. Like, holy shit.
Yeah. And last night was no joke either. I really overdid it last night to where All I know is I woke up this morning. How about that?
Okay, yeah. How did I get there? I don't know. But yeah, hey, back here.
I went back and looked at the text, and the last thing we text about is something about Two Life Crew.
Yeah. Well, you started blasting it too loud.
Yeah. And I think I had my own little party.
That's what happens sometimes, man. You start drinking if you're there, at home, and the drinks start flowing, the music starts playing, you just keep cranking that volume a little bit louder, and you're like holy shit, man.
I'm digging the color on the screen of this pregame versus just glows so blue and pretty.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. That looks nice over there. Look at that.
A lot better than just looking at it.
Yeah.
But in the camera, but.
Hey, see? So, all right, let me. There one little is. More sip there. Get that. The Four Loko. Sour Blue Raz. Ooh, there it is. At 13.9.
Yeah. So, you know, we did the Sidewalk Slammer regular Four Lokos, the carbonated ones.
Yeah.
This is actually a Sidewalk Slammer, right?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, it's the same thing. Same percentage.
It's the same beverage. I'm going to try to get this high enough and do the pour so we can watch the color transition from.
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah, get that. Look at that. Look at this. This is science here, everybody. See, there it goes. That's it. Pour it in.
This is challenging.
Yeah. You need a steady hand there to. Yep. There it goes. Look at that. There it is. Look at that. Look at that color. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, I mean for comparison to the Colt 45 here. I mean, look at that. Compare those two colors right there. I mean, this is a nice golden color compared to the darkness now that is the Hulk or the Leprechaun, as we are calling it this week to keep it
and
festive.
The more you drink it and it agitates, the darker green it gets, if I remember.
Yeah.
From the last time.
There we go. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, look at that. I mean, compare those that color, the original color, to this guy here. Now, that is green. You want your green beer for St. Patrick's Day. We got your remedy here. Now you didn't mix it at all, right? You just kind of going with it, right?
I just got it in there and I gave it a little sip, but I ain't gave no mix yet.
Let's see. This is my first time here trying the Hulk or the Leprechaun here to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Cheers.
Cheers. Not bad, is it?
It gives it gives that perfect amount of cutting the flavor of the pregame with that Colt 45.
Yeah.
So, not
it's
bad.
It's a
not
fucking
bad.
Home run, dude.
Yeah. And that was just a random discovery on your part. Yeah.
We were on a roll of trying to find the right concoction. We were mixing everything together at that time. Every pot, we were doing something. And this one is a winner.
Yeah, you're like, hey, let me try this. Let me pour these two together and see what happens.
Because yours looks so good.
I don't look at that, so man. That is really green. Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, really green and really cold.
Yeah, these guys are out there putting food coloring in their beer, trying to get it green. You're just watering your shit down.
Yeah, you just go right through, just mix it with another alcohol that's green,
yeah,
or blue in this case.
Yeah. And if you can't get a pregame, Four Loko pregame, the sour blue Raz, get some blue Curacao or something, put it.
Yeah, yeah. Find something to make it happen, and you can get it green and get it as festive as you want. I mean, I did have a green beer last weekend, the St. Patrick's Day parade in town. One of the local breweries, they had a special green beer. And I'm like, I want some green beer.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my green beer there, and then I had a Killian's Irish Red as well. So
I saw that. That looked really good.
Yeah, that's the first time I had that in a while. And I know somebody else that I follow on Twitter, he's like, oh, is anybody? He's like, has anybody had any of these recently? I'm like, yeah, I had one the other day.
It's amazing how, like, you don't think of something, and then all of a sudden it comes at you from every angle.
Yeah.
Somebody, yeah. You know, that's what's really cool.
Yeah. Almost you go around that. And you're like, hey, what is this? Yeah. It's like, I just had this the other day.
Yeah. I need my 40 ounce koozie. This thing is ice cold. I had it in the freezer.
I put mine in there beforehand, too, but what I did. I came prepared. I got mine here. I did. I took your advice. I threw it in there in like the freezer for like a half hour to just kind of get the extra chill there with it.
Yep.
And now we can
that's where bag. I leave mine. When I'm not using the 40-ounce koozie, it's in the freezer.
See? Ready to go. See?
Mm-hmm. See? But, you know. Me being the unprepared guy I am, I left everything in the other room.
Nah, you know, do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, now I can save my hands a little bit there.
Yep.
And speaking of the 40-ounce koozie, we did have a little bit of a giveaway going on the Bumwine Bob Instagram page, where you could win your very own brown bag koozie and also this nice little prize pack of goodies. Goodies. You know, if you can't see on the glare, the Four Loko stickers, some other koozies, a brown bag koozie. And while, you know, we're trying to put stuff out there, gain some interaction, gain stuff. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you know, people love free stuff, right? I mean, I do. I mean, anytime. I mean, we went through last week about the Pirate Water, the Pirate Party Starter Pack giveaway that, you know, took 6 months to finally show up. But so hopefully whoever ends up winning this, which we are going to draw the random winner as we speak here within minutes. Hopefully it will not take me 6 months to get this out to you, but hey, you never know. So we had some people join in, even though it's very simple. I said, hey, like the post, tag two friends, just spread the word. That's all we're trying to do all the time. Is just trying to spread the word, get more people involved. Cause a lot of people, we have our, as Roadhouse likes to say, we have our day ones that are out there on the front lines every week, liking the stuff, giving suggestions, giving ideas. And there's like people that are there, but they're on like the back corner, keeping quiet. They're kind of hiding out there because we've gone through before. We're like, how do you have, you know, on Instagram, you have 3,000 followers, yet 10 people We'll see a post and like a post, and it's whatever's going on these days with algorithms and what shows up on people's feeds. It makes absolutely no sense. Yeah, we can go on and on about this. I can complain about it all day until the cows come home, but we won't go into that here today. So we're just out there trying to spread the word, and all it takes, it's free. you know, you share the post, tell your friends about it, subscribe to the YouTube channel. As you said, we've been over the past 4 months or so doing the video podcast now, trying to expand the brand in that way, just trying to gain some traction, because people will come up to me and they'll say, they're like, hey, how do you not have more subscribers? How do you not have more viewers on stuff? They're like, you talk about the stuff that people are out there drinking, or they drank, or it's different. So, so just get out there, you know, subscribe, share, spread the word, tell your friends to check it out. But since we had this contest, you know, it said you could win this Bub Wine Bob giveaway, 40-ounce grab bag koozie, you know, one of these bad boys here. The last one, well, not this. This one's mine. This one stays with me. But there is one more, not this one, that you can see that's right here in the bag. So there's not, see, it's in there. You can't might see it too well, but it is in here and in there. So see, it's not, there's no shenanigans here. But we will draw the random. I have a random wheel here with the names of the people who entered in the contest. So we will spin the wheel and see who takes home the glorious Bum Wine Bob koozie giveaway. So let's spin the wheel. See what we got here.
No whammy.
Who's it going to be? Right there.
Rhoda.
Oh, we have a winner. O Dog 82. He's one of the guys here. He's a good one. He's been a follower for a long time.
Nice.
I don't know if he got any of the other goodies in the past that we've had, but I'm gonna.
Congratulations, O Dog.
Yeah, O Dog 82. All right. 82. So, congratulations. We will be in touch, and we'll get the prize pack over to you of all the Bum Wine Bob goodies. So there you go. There's the burp. So cheers.
Cheers.
Oh yeah. Whew. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, it's still. Yeah, whew.
It gets stouter, don't it?
Yeah, it's an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
To it, which I'm trying to pinpoint. It's not that it's not that it's. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what it's like, because it's the aftertaste of that kind of lingers with you.
The cold taste is gone. The cold 45 flavor is gone. You're not getting a hint of that. The way I see it is at the end there, the aftertaste is just a mild down blue razz.
Yeah.
Because there a little bit too.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to also think too. You're pouring a whole bottle of this in there, so yeah. I mean, because you're kind of maybe going a little over the top with it, but that's why we try this out for you people at home. So
was it 200 mil?
Yeah, 200 milliliter. Yep.
So it's not nothing. It's like. We do a sidewalk slammer with, I did Four Loko Gold, wasn't it? Yeah. I used almost the whole Four Loko.
Yeah.
And that's what, a 23-ounce can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. Not quite the slam as the other one.
Yeah. I mean, it's not bad. It's not. No. It's for special occasions. For this, I don't see this being a every week type drink, but you want to break it out for the holidays, for St. Patrick's Day, Christmas, any other holidays that involve the color green.
Yep,
feel free to crack one of these open.
I hate to say it, but I probably shouldn't have started with this after hours because. it just belching up foam that tastes like that. It's not like I'm belching up this and that. Not that it ruined my evening. I'll be okay here in a little bit. I'm
gonna... once you hit the bottom of that Colt 45, you'll be okay.
Yeah, as soon as we get done here, I'll be scrounging the fridge for leftovers.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, okay, what do we have here? I don't know. I see something. Give me something to eat. I don't care. I don't care what it is. Just get out of there.
My new love in life is the air fryer.
That's like the greatest invention of all time right there.
It's like you can have a grilled hot dog tasting hot dog in like 5 minutes in the air fryer.
Yeah.
You'll have the burn and the char and everything on it. Freaking love that thing. I can't believe I went this long without one.
Yeah, it's like how do you just do it? I don't care. Just throw it in there. You hit a button. You hit a button. You walk away. You come back and it's done. You're like, okay. And it's supposed to be better for you, right? Isn't it healthier?
I mean, I don't know what's good for you. You know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, about to go to bed, and you just freak out.
Oh yes, I was gonna say at that time of night. Yes, at 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a different story. Yeah.
Sure enough.
Yeah. No, but hey, you can crack one of these bad boys open, and that pregame. Yeah, I mean Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you name it.
Shit,
you get that Raz going, and you'll
be Dog 82.
See, Old Dog 82. Yeah. Being there, the winner of that there. I'm trying to get the I was gonna say I'm trying to get the what do I have? I'm trying to get the screenshot here to put it up here so people can see our winner here that we had everybody. Yep, there we go. There's the winner right here. We'll get him in here. So you say there's no shenanigans, no tomfoolery here. I just hit the random wheel one time, and you get yourselves a winner here, right there. There it is. We have a winner. Old Dog 82, right there. You see the wheel. You can kind of see the other names that are in the list there. So we know there's no funny business out there. But I know he's a big drinker, so I think he'll put that 40-ounce koozie to good use. You know, keep spreading the good word. The best of the worst. Best of the worst and cheap booze is right here. So I think what we'll do is I'm going to take a quick pee break beforehand. I think before we get into the Battle of the Booze bracket reveal, I'm going to do that really quick. So anybody else out there, you have to take your pee break. Take it now after, you know, having some broken skull American lagers before getting through there. Because I don't want to be sitting here trying to, you know, get it out. So I think we'll take a quick break for 2 minutes, take a quick bathroom break, and then we're going to come back and we are going to reveal the 2024 bumwinebob.com Battle of the Booze bracket. So get ready, get your drinks, and we'll be right back. All right. Sit tight. Word. All right. We're back. All right, should have had the toilet flushing sound in the background for
awesome. For that one. I thought you were going to say it overflowed.
Yeah, no. I know I had to do it now because otherwise you're going to be sitting here like holy shit, man. I gotta go. So. Whew. Now we can relax.
Normally, we do pretty good. We make it through to the end.
Yeah, not that I drank that much before, but I had a lot of water before.
Yeah.
So one of those, just trying to, yeah, you know, you have those days. So that's what happens. We're not going to go too much into our bladder.
Yeah, I mean, our pre-show ritual was kind of thrown off because, you know, all that stuff is done before pre-show, but
yeah,
setting up this camera and doing the thing, kind of
threw it off a little bit. I know there's a lot of work that goes into this, people. You know, if you're sticking around with us for this long, thank you, appreciate it. Absolutely. And as you know, a lot of the podcasts will have like those breaks in between, like a little commercial break between, and that's kind of what you got there. And we'll keep adding more to it. I mean, I didn't get to say you saw the nice little intro video I put together before. So, I mean, we're moving up in the world here. All right.
that was really cool to see. It's the first time I had ever seen it. And I enjoyed that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, we have a very tight budget over here. When you see what we drink on a regular basis, I'm knocking shit over here. I don't even know how the hell that happened. Like the cap of the Colt 45 went flying on the floor. But hey, either way. But now that we got all that out of the way, we will get into the main event of the evening. And that is the reveal of the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament Bracket.
And, yes, sir.
And last year, we had a champion, this guy right here. The Old English 800.
And that was a battle.
2023 champion right here. And now that I dropped that cap on for, I think one of my cats is playing with it. But hey, have fun. And so, without further ado, I think it is time that we reveal the official bracket for this year's tournament. So I know it's tough to see it right here, but don't worry, I have it broken down. We're going to zoom in on each bracket here. But as always, you have your four conferences because I did tease that we were going to potentially expand it into an even bigger bracket and double it.
Yeah,
and I ran the numbers, I put in the drinks, but it got a little too overwhelming with it. As much as I wanted to create like this big, huge 128 beverage tournament,
a big kumite.
Exactly. I think the classic bracket that people know of March Madness every year is this bracket. Yeah. So I dialed it back. I said, you know what, we'll keep it where it's always been since the second year we started doing it, and we'll keep with the 64 beverages. Let them that's for Efren right there. And before we go for I do want to give a special shout out to Efren. I don't know if you had a chance to check out what he did on the Premier Wrestling YouTube channel this past week. He did a special report about the allegations against Vince McMahon, which we all know the whole story with Vince and his issues. And he had an attorney join him, and they did a little show where they ran through the whole legal documents and everything. Very interesting, very informative, different from what you would expect from the serious side of Efren. I mean, we know Efren from the game event and all the stuff he's always done of how his character is. And to see him on the serious side of this breaking like real news correspondent role, it was great. So if you haven't checked that out yet, Check that out on the Premier Wrestling YouTube channel. You'll see the episode with Efren and the special report on the allegations against Vince McMahon. So that's another thing I wanted to bring up before, you know, the leprechaun here takes over and we forget about it. This wouldn't be the first time that we stop recording and then I'm like, oh, shit, man. I forgot to bring that up. But
well, we love our effort over here.
We do. And we will have him back on the podcast again soon. But back to, as we said, about the bracket. And so we kept it with the regular 64 beverage bracket, breaking it down. Your beers, your bum wines, your malt liquors, and your malt beverages. So it's tough. And a lot of these don't go too in-depth on the seedings of where they are because they're random. So it's not like whatever's number one is like the number one beverage. Just for the sake of the ease of randomizing everything, I put in all the beverages. And as we always say, and I'll see here. Oh, wait. Oh, we have our good buddy, the 40-ounce horror show is here. It's asking if St. Ives is missing off the malt liquor list. But let me see. It should be on there. We'll start with that one. We'll go on there. And
St. Ives, number one seed.
Yeah, there it is. It's right there. Don't worry. St. Ives is there. I know it was like, I'm sorry. It's a crappy picture. I'm sorry when you're looking at the full thing. You can't see the whole thing on here. So, but St. Ives is there. So don't take into consideration too much of where the seeds are of what is ranked at what number. It was all randomized with the seeding just to make things even. And as we say every year, the only requirement that you have for this is that you have to be a beverage that has been featured at bumwinebomb.com and that I've actually drank. It's my tournament, so I have to have drank the beverage for it. So that's the only thing there. And see, so there you go. See, he said, thank you, big baby Jesus.
Jesus.
Don't worry, we could not leave off St. Ives from the list.
Yeah, I know he was sweating, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm getting worried. I know he's getting
upset. I really like this malt liquor bracket. I like the way it paired up everybody. It's going to make it really interesting. Some of the voting is going to be easy, and some of it's going to have to be like, do I have to pick? I have to pick one. You know, it's going to be tough.
There's a lot of them that are going to be close. There's some others that I think, which I was going through, and one that I don't think you've had. You haven't had the 4-0, right? The 4-0, the street legal malt liquor.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one that's a rare one that I've only found in one spot. If I can find it, if I can get over there, I'll see if they still have it.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can send one your way. But you have all your classes, your St. Ives.
Everything else on the list, yes.
Yeah, St. Ives, Hurricane, Coford and Mike Double Malt, Steel Reserve, 4-0 Street Legal Malt Liquor, the Hurricane, High Gravity, Mickey's, the Schlitz Original Malt Liquor, Colt 45 High Gravity, the King Cobra, Earthquake, Old English 800, Colt 45, Country Club, Axe Head, and the Hurricane High Gravity. So it's a solid lineup right there. I mean, that's
The only one I see that would have been a struggle for me, and it's not going to be a struggle, is the Colt 45 Country Club. Both of those are solid malt liquors.
Yeah, but I think we both know which ones.
I'm gonna shoot,
if I can find wherever my thing is here, the what we got here today is probably going to get the vote on that one.
And Colt 45, if I'm mistaken, is the first back-to-back winner, wasn't it?
I think the not back to back, but I think it might have been the first two time.
Okay. Winner.
Yeah. Yeah. Still. I mean, let me see. I'll take a look. Really quick and pull
We've
up.
We've got some history with this Battle of the Boots.
I mean, this goes all the way back. We're in 2024 right now, and the original tournament started in 2016, which was a smaller tournament, you know, just to test the waters, which was won by MD 2020. That was just like a generic blanket winner. For that one, but since then, it was in 2017 that Colt 45 got the win. So that was the first victory in 2017 for Colt 45. We had 2018. We had the MD 2020, the Bling Bling Blue Raspberry as the champion. 2019, we had Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor taking the crown on that one. I got one of them sitting right here. Got one of those bad boys. And then in 2020 was Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, taking its first championship. In 2021, Colt 45. So yeah, there it was. The first ever two-time champ was Colt 45 in 2021. And then 2022, we had another two-time champion, and that was Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor taking home its second trophy. And then last year in 2023, we had the Old English 800 taking home championship. So malt liquor has been really reigning supreme
over
the years in this. If it's Mickey's, Colt 45, Old English 800, those are like the big three in a lot of people's eyes of malt liquor. So could one of those, once again, take home the trophy? You have the choice. You have the power to vote.
It's in your hands.
Yeah.
It's in your hands. If you don't like that malt liquor has been dominating the dynasty of the Battle of the Booze, get out and vote.
Yeah. You want to see Earthquake win? Tell your friends. Get out there. Get out there. Get voting. Yeah, it's right there. Get voting out there. Get it voting for Earthquake out there. But on the other side, because you have your malt liquor. And then on the other side of that same bracket is the malt beverage bracket, which has been overtaken by our friends at Four Loko for the past years. Because, you know, out of having 14 different varieties of Four Loko, which, you know, we have our contractually obligated Four Loko stickers. Here,
just rub it in his face.
No,
that too.
And
he only got
two,
one.
Man, come on.
You know who they love.
Yeah, I see how it is, but so this year I took all the Four Locos. I took all the malt beverages. I had to put them in a random generator to have it select.
Yeah,
the 16 that would make it, because I'm like, I can't go through myself and pick these. So essentially what came up here between a lot of the same types of beverages, you have your Steel Reserve Alloy Series.
Yeah.
You have your Steel Reserve Pineapple. You got Four Loko Jungle Juice. You know, the new kid on the block. Four Loko Warhead Sour Cosmic Punch. The can version of the Four Loko Sour Blue Raspberry, the Juice Black Cherry, the Pirate Water Sex on the Beach, Steel Reserve Alloy Series, the Spiked Orange Soda, Juice Blackberry, Juice Mango, Steel Reserve Spiked Watermelon, Four Loko Gold, Four Loko Sour Melon, Pirate Water Miami Vice, Four Loko Peach, Four Loko Sour Grape, and the Four Loko USA. So you have your... You have your top line Four Lokos in there.
Yeah.
You have your other guys, you have your new ones in there, which we covered, you know, last time, which was the Pirate Waters out there. They make their way in for the first time in the bracket. You have your 211s, you have your juice, and I don't know if you've seen that our friends over at Juice have been pushing their Jungle Juice recently, which I haven't found yet. Because they're very sporadic with where their stuff's located. So I don't really have much around here, but recently they've been pushing the juice, Jungle Juice, which is 14%. So it's got that advantage over the Four Loko Jungle Juice with just that 0.1%.
That could be a reason why I don't see it here now. Because of that 0.1% increase.
Could be.
But, you know, I teased on you the other day, and I didn't follow through with it. I was going to go to Nashville and try to find the new MB 2020 spike. But I got lazy that day, and I just didn't feel like rolling out of bed. It was the first day I had to myself, nobody here, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's tough to get up. I
used a randomizer on this bracket because it takes all the human thought out of it, and it's actually did a really good job of pairing up where you would have had to choose and had your biased way of putting it together. So I really like the way they look. All the brackets look solid.
Yeah. So it's still going to be tough. Still tough, especially with those Four Lokos going at each other.
I know.
Especially when it gets later in the tournament, when you gotta make some tough decisions out there. Do you go with maybe a new kid like the Jungle Juice or something like the USA? It's going to be tough. We'll see how it plays out. And as we keep going along here on the other side of the bracket, we'll start at the bottom this time since we were talking MD 2020. So we will go down to the Bumwine conference of the bracket. Specials. Bottom shelf specials, not shuffles. I don't know what shuffles is, but that's that leprechaun starting to work its way.
Yeah, it is.
There. So get going out there, everybody. Mix up yours. That's why we're doing this live on a Friday night prior to St. Patrick's Day. So you can enjoy this beforehand and then realize that you have to now go out on Saturday or Sunday and mix up your own leprechaun. So cheers.
Yeah. So to our listeners who are in our P1s and the guys that stick through like the whole podcast can tell how we start out, how we talk, how we pronunciate. And this isn't, you know, we're not doing this, you know, to pretend. As the show goes on, we lose the ability to be, I lose the ability to talk.
Coherent.
On track. Yeah. I go full Biden at by hour, you know.
if you saw the pic that the hey, Four Loko put it out there. They did the Four Loko put the thing out there. Said after that second Four Loko hits, you're like, blah, 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 blah. What? What'd you say? Okay, all right. Yeah. And then
you had to rub it in a little bit and say,
yeah. this is Roadhouse at the end of we're at 57 minutes here right now.
Yeah.
And you see where things get to. But anyway, we digress. Yeah, anyway. And as we get back on track here with the Bumwine conference here, some classics, the heavy hitters, some of them that are tough to find, discontinued. Yes. But if you can find that diamond in the rough and find it, but you still have stuff like the MD-2020 that's still out there. You got your MD-2020 Dragon Fruit, Cisco Strawberry, Thunderbird, Cisco Berry, Wild Irish Rose Wild Fruit with Ginseng, Wild Irish Rose Red, MD-2020 Banana Red, Wild Irish Rose Wild Grape, the MD-2020 Blue Raspberry, MD-2020 Pineapple Gold, Wild Irish Rose Green Apple, MD-2020 Electric Melon, the MD-2020 Orange Jubilee, Cisco Peach, Cisco Orange Pineapple, and last but not least, the Night Train Express.
Yeah. And it's getting about that time of year where the Wild Irish Rose is going to be featured on my side more. Because I move out of the bourbon stage and into... So I'm going to put more emphasis this year on Wild Irish Rose because I can find that.
I was going to say, that's one of the ones that's still out there. And you can still find that because... Yeah, Four Dance Horse. So, yeah, I always enjoyed Cisco. Haven't seen it in my area, so in a hot minute because, yeah, it's few and far between out there. That's another one. You got to get out there.
Our realm, like literally, I've hit almost every liquor store I can find in probably a 6-county range of me. And if I'm ever outside of that and I see a liquor store, I definitely stop, run in, scan the bottom shelves, and dart out. It's there. You guys have to put in the work to find this shit.
Yeah, you never know. You never know where you'll find it.
Yep.
Because
it's week after week after week. Guys, the hunt for this stuff is the fun part. Because
mm-hmm.
once you find something that's rare or we've talked about, you've never seen before, you can't imagine what you experience when you find something that's supposed to be a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, holy shit, it's here. It is. It's here. It's covered in dust. It's right. I know. You're like, you start jumping around in the store and you're like,
yes,
and everybody looks at you like, what's wrong with this guy? And you're like, you don't know. You don't know what.
Yeah. We don't even know what to bring this up at. Well, bring it up at the bum line price of $1.99 or something like that.
Exactly. Just say $1.99. That's it.
I just want to get out of the store, take the picture, and send it to my friend.
Yeah.
No. Don't wipe it off.
No, it's all right. Keep it on there. Keep it dirty.
We
like it dirty around here. All right, you know, you got to get down and dirty sometimes, and really enjoy it that way. And as we were talking about searching in the bottom shelf, and MD-2020, and as we talked about on the previous podcast, that there is a new flavor of MD-2020 floating around there in select markets, and that's the MD-2020 Spiked. Available only in select markets, which is that I got the confirmation from MD-2020 themselves. Their Instagram account came back from the dead recently to promote this new beverage. And so the markets that currently have it are Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Texas. So if you are interested in finding this new MD-2020 Spiked, it is available in those select markets. And as Roadhouse said, he's close to Tennessee. Got lazy, couldn't go out and search for it. But I am in New Jersey, and I'm not on that list. So I told MD-2020, I said, oh, send some to New Jersey, and they said, stay tuned. But luckily, we have some friends out there, and recently, I've had many conversations with Aaron and Uncle from Uncle the Podcast. They've been on my show, I've been on their show, and recently, they asked me to kind of become their bottom shelf correspondent for their podcast. And they do, usually they do a live show every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern time. And I was on there last week with them. And I brought up, I said, we were doing the Pirate Water on our podcast here. I said, I didn't crack open the margarita yet. I said, if you guys find that one, let's do it together. That crosses off the four at the time of the Pirate Waters, and we'll do that. So I went on there with them. We drank that, and Uncle was very interested because he heard my show about the new MD-2020. I said, yes, there's a new flavor. You have to find it in these certain areas. And a good friend of their show, and also someone who joined our show, he goes by Creative Accidents on Twitter, reached out and said he found the spiked in his his area. Well, he said he had to go searching for it. And exactly, and I quote, was, he said, I had to go to the hood. And, quote, baby, you be lost, was, I guess, what somebody said to him. I went to 15 different places, not easy to attain. I do have newfound respect for you because it was really hard to find these lower shelf treats.
Yes.
So he did find the new MD-2020 spiked, and he's sending it my way. And I'll be, nice. He sent one to Aaron and Uncle, and I'm saving it for them to do on their show, and then we'll get a full report once I crack it open there. We'll do it.
That's
here
solid.
And all that stuff. So it's great when you have stuff like that people go out there, they search, they send your way. We also have some other goodies that were sent to us that were sent over to me. I have to now send over to Roadhouse that we will be covering soon. A new malt liquor that we have yet to try. That's been very rare. A very rare one that somebody else sent over to us. So we love it. We love
rare,
stuff like that.
It's
rare to us, and I think it is also one that is very, very sparse and isn't available in a lot of areas. So to some other people, I think they might not have tried it either. But we have that too, so stay tuned for that. I'm not going to reveal that one yet, because that one's going to be, from what I've heard, from the guy who sent it to me said it's a doozy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see about we'll see about that one.
Like we always say, we keep our expectations low, so we're never disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so a lot of stuff on tap there. But as we get back to finish up the bracket here, we're down to one more conference, and that is that's the beers, and that are the Cold and Cheap right there. You have a lot of classics.
You have your
old Milwaukee, Schaefer, Ballantine. We have Pabst Blue Ribbon Extra, the Coors Banquet beers. There's the Natural Ice and Natty Ice. That's especially for our buddy our buddy Dennis. There, it's like he's really pushing for that Natty Ice every year. I'm like, Dennis, I don't know, especially going against Coors Banquet in the first round. That's gonna be a tough sell, my man. I'm sorry. You have your Boxer Lager, Genesee Cream Ale. Bud Ice.
That's going to be good.
Molson Triple X making its way in this year. Busch Ice, Miller High Life, Ice House, Rolling Rock, PBR, and Hams. So, solid lineup.
Yeah. This is right, the first bracket I think I've had everything in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a damn good lineup there. Yeah.
The Bud Light bracket, I'm pretty sure I've had everything in it also, except for the ginseng.
Okay.
I've never had that. You and Cruz took it all.
Literally, I think I have one bottle of it left, and that's the one that Crude gave me after we cracked that open. That's the legendary bum wine review we did out in the in the restaurant where yeah, they were nice enough to waive the $10 corking fee for us to crack open a twist off bottle of Wild Irish Rose.
My wife and I, Miss Broadhouse, we watched that the other day, going back and going back to the archives.
I know the vintage bum wine content out there.
Fucking classic.
See, and 40-ounce road and 40-ounce horse show said, no disrespect to any of the other bad beers, but Ballantine Ale is the greatest bad beer of all time. And he's not wrong. That's a damn good beer. That's like a sleeper beer.
It is.
When it comes down to that. I don't drink it that often, but I think I might have to pick that up next time in my
Only time I've ever had Ballantine, I was in Englishtown, New Jersey, and I picked it up at a store there and took it back to the hotel room where I was staying and was pleasantly surprised how well I liked it.
Yeah, I think that's another one too. That's a one that's sporadic in the areas that it's available. Because by me, I can find it often. I can find 40s of it, and I can also find six packs of bottles and cans in some places too. So, but there's other people in other areas of the country that they cannot find it. They never had it
and
before.
That's what I had was 40.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's stuff like that that's interesting. You go out to the stores and you go searching. And I was happy the other day. I went to my local store, and they finally had the 16-ounce the hams, the pounders back in stock.
Yeah.
They hadn't been there for a while. Before hams switched back to like their retro, the nice blue cans, which are beautiful cans. I love the hams logo and. The cans when it went back to like their retro look, beautiful cans there. But I went in the other day and I was looking through the cooler and they had the six pack of the 12-ounce cans that I looked up top and I'm like, oh shit, they got the 16-ounce cans back. I'm like, and it's like $5.49 for that. I'm like, that's perfect. That's a good deal right there. So I'm like, good. That's perfect summertime. I'll be loading up on those guys over there. That's when I went and I saw that they had, I was there the other day and I saw that they had the Broken Skull, the American Lager. There was one 4-pack left. And this is another one that's, you know, which we're not big fans of the $12 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce cans, but for Stone Cold, I'll do it for Stone Cold.
I will do it for
someone
too.
Yeah. And so I was there the other day when I picked up the Colt 4540. I saw there was one 4-pack left. And I said, I'll come back. And this was maybe Tuesday. And so I go back today on Friday. They still had that one same 4-pack left. And as I'm going in line, I have this and I had another 12-pack of the Simply Spiked Lemonade stuff. And I'm waiting in line and I look at the guy who's in front of me in line and he starts putting the stuff up on the counter and he's got two 42-ounce Steel Reserve 40s up there. He's got a tall boy can of Busch Ice. He's got a Green Apple 4 Loko and a 4 Loko Gold.
Okay.
And so this is, and it took a lot from me to not go up to him and be like, dude, I appreciate your purchase today of seeing the lineup. This is what I was telling you before about the story I had in the store today. When I looked at the guy and I'm looking at the thing and he's like, he looks back at me. I look at him and I'm like, okay, he's got two 42-ounce Steel Reserves. A Busch Ice tall boy, and he's got two 4 Lokos. I'm like,
yeah.
Should I invite this guy on the podcast tonight? I'm like,
absolutely.
If I run into him again, and it's the same lineup he's got, then I'll see. And the only reason I didn't, not that it really was online, was that earlier in the day I was in Walmart shopping, and I'm going through the meat section picking up stuff, and randomly the guy who works there, who's stocking the meats, looks over at me and he's like, "Hey man, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, I'm good. How are you?" It's like, "Oh man, I just got my car back today. I'm doing great." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's great news." I'm like, and I just keep walking. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy. But
no. You are already meat gazing.
Yeah. Now, okay, here you go. Here, 44 show here is giving us the inside scoop. Battlefield is an East Coast exclusive, mainly Northern East Coast. I can get 16-ounce six-packs at home back in Maine, 40-ounce in Connecticut, as well as New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So,
yeah,
the knowledge. See, 40-ounce horror show always has the knowledge, always knows where to find the good stuff. One of the kudos to him. He's always out there, front lines, getting the good stuff out there. But
going back to your story about the guy that was at the liquor store with you last year, I was at loading up on my Four Loko purchases. So I go in there and I get a box and I fill it all the way up But there was a kid in there, and he was in front of me just like your dude. And he just turned 21 that day. And he was buying MD 2020. And he got ID'd. And she's like, "Oh, wow, it's your birthday." He's like, "Yeah." And the first thing he bought on his birthday was MD 2020.
Wow, wow.
And I said, "Young man, you make me proud." He turned around and looked at me. I said, "You're making me proud." And that's all I said. But it kind of, goes along with what you just said with your dude.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy was much older than 21. I could assure you of that. But it was like, it's funny. He's like putting the stuff in the bag. And I looked at him. I'm like, I was like, I should have said something. I should have been like, like, "Hey, that's a good lineup you got there, man. Hopefully you're having a good night. But if you want to come and join us, if you want to join us on the podcast, feel free." Next time, hopefully if I see him back there again, I'll
you can always go on the Miss Connections on Craigslist.
Yeah. We're trying to find that guy who was buying. Yeah. I'm trying to find that guy who was buying the 40s.
Hey, so we were at a liquor store last month, and you were wearing khakis and
yeah. Yeah. Ooh, man. But
yeah.
See, there it is. There's
you
that.
You know where you're at because you're in the back.
Yeah, see, it's hidden now. You don't know. This is I could be at the bottom. I could be where you are.
I'm all done.
I'm keeping it a mystery here. That's the mystery for the leprechaun here. The special St. Patrick's Day special here as we. The nasty beast.
Hard tea.
See, now you've cracked open a few of those before already, right?
Quite a bit of them.
What do you give? You give thumbs up?
I do. Actually, at first, I was expecting something different because I've always had just regular Monster. And going on those lines, it doesn't taste anything like your regular Monster.
Yeah, not those.
Once I got past that anticipation and disappointment, and focused on what I was drinking, it's actually really good.
Yeah.
And the original is pretty good, but I'm drunk, so I can't remember what the other two flavors are. But they're all good.
Peach, they're all good.
And like a lemonade tea.
Okay. Okay. I haven't had the teas yet. You know, we went through, we did the, you know, we went through the last time. I mean, I haven't had the teas, but we did the, I mean, I did with you.
Different guys.
Yeah. 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 So the other ones.
I just recently was able to get, you know, in my area, the ones you tried.
Yeah.
So the gas station up here has all four flavors. And, I only bought two of them. I can't wait. I'm going back tomorrow and get the other two flavors. I haven't tried.
Load them up.
What was that one? Wicked Berry?
Scary Berries.
Scary Berry. Oh, I love that one.
You love that one?
Oh, yes. And old Mrs. Roadhouse loves it, too.
That was the one I was like, that was a scary flavor. Yeah, I don't know. I still got them in the fridge. I still have some left of all the four of them.
USA, we're going to
revisit it. We'll see. Yeah, I got it. I haven't been actively looking for the hard teas yet of the Nasty Beast, but when I do find them, I'll pick them up and give them a try. If Roadhouse says they get the a seal of approval, well, that they're solid, not that they're gonna be, you know, knocking the socks off of everybody, but we'll see. But
it's one of those that you're not going to sit down and drink a bunch of them, but it's a nice way to break up your day of day drinking regular low ABV beers.
Exactly. Especially now, once we're hitting springtime, we're getting to that season. It's getting warmer outside every day. Right now we're recording. It's 48 outside right now, and it's 10 o'clock, almost 10:30 over here. So we're getting there. The past couple of days has been nice. We're getting there. We're getting the spring, summertime, getting different drinks out there. And
we hit 75 here yesterday.
Yeah, pretty close over here too. The battle of the booze is always like the unofficial kickoff to springtime and drinking season. And there's your bracket. That's it. There's your bracket there. The 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament. The matchups will be kicking off this Monday. We're going to start voting. We're going to get out there. Tell your friends to cast their votes. Dennis, you want Natty Ice to win this year? You better get out there, tell your friends to start voting for him out there.
Get off your shoulders, buddy.
It's tough. It's tough competition out there. Get out there, get voting in the BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament. You can keep up with everything at BattleOfTheBooze.net. You can get right to the tournament. You can get to the brackets right there. We keep it simple and easy for you. And we have our leprechaun, the Hulk leprechaun, whatever we're calling it here, as we're getting it festive here. It's pregame in 316 day with the Broken Skull American Lager for our good buddy Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey Steve, anytime you want to come on the podcast, you let me know, and we'll get you on here. So there you have it. So. Vote, tell your friends, like, subscribe, share, and what do we got here? We got Scumbag Supreme just joined us in here. Said what's up and said shout out to 40s on the other side of the pond out there, man. Jay, cheers to you. Appreciate you coming on here and joining us here in the got a little bit left there of that that leprechaun. Ooh, yeah, finished that off there. But
good job.
Yeah, vote, get out there. As the ticker says, right, there, the Battle of the Booze bracket reveal.
Liquor, bad beer drinker on the other side of the pond.
Yeah,
my guy.
Same.
Love it.
We have you covered here. The best of the worst in cheap booze is here at BumWineBob.com. and a Bone With Bobcat, you know, smash that subscribe button on the YouTube channel. Give it that finger right there. Four Loko sponsored, even if they don't officially sponsor the podcast, but hey, Four Loko, we got these guys here, man. Do it. Help. I see them out there sponsoring these big, you know, Barstool podcast. How about guys? Help us out. So
yeah, and if you don't, you can lick my taint.
On that note, he is Roadhouse. I am Bumwine Bob. Check out the website at bumwinebob.com. Don't forget to check out the Battle of the Booze brackets at battleoftheboos.net. Vote, tell your friends, like, subscribe, share, rate, review, all that bullshit. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfucker! I need a beer.